Thank you very much, Chris. I'm here with Caden Swenby. And Caden, how's it feel to be a section champion?
It feels amazing. I've been dreaming of it as a kid. And with this group of guys, the amount of work that we put in the off season, and, you know, just all the team bonding we've done and jokes and everything, and just all the hard work that we've done in practice and just even out of practice, it feels good to have it get paid off.
What does it mean to you being a senior, you know, to get to this point and be a section champion and now going to state?
It means the world. Hours upon hours every day, it seems like I've been doing for years. And for it to be my last year, last chance at going, and with a group of seniors that have stuck with it throughout these years, and we've all been putting in work, and it's just, there's just no better feeling than this.
And you know a lot about playing in state, especially on the football side, but it's nice to double dip. Now you're going back in two different sports in the same year. That's a pretty incredible feat.
Yeah, it's experience in every sport. You know, we get to learn how to play in high-pressure games in football, and then that just carries right on over into basketball. You know, me and Mason and Derek, we've been to state 3 times now in golf, too, winning it twice, and just that's high pressure too there, and we've had a lot of experience, and we've learned how to deal with pressure situations and just overcome that and perform.
How important is it to take those lessons that you've learned in those other sports and implement it into a game like tonight, where you're going up against a team like Red Lake, with they are running and gunning, and you know that they can score 15, 20 points in just a matter of a couple of minutes?
Yeah, you know, they've been down double digits every game so far in playoffs at halftime, and they've come back and won all of them, and we just know, hey, we're a good team, and we just got to stick to our game plan, slow them down, play our game, control the pace of the game, and just execute on offense. And when we do that, we know we could score, and then just try our best to make every shot they take very difficult. And we did that, and we just ended up coming out on top.
We heard that the pregame message was be a champion. Yep. How do you interpret that?
Just going out there and playing the best you can do. Just don't have defeat in your vocabulary. Defeat wasn't an option for us tonight. We wanted to be on top. We wanted to be like kings, and we were.
You got off to a really great start there. How important was that for you to get on the scoreboard, see a couple of shots fall through the rim, and, oh, by the way, throw one down too?
Yeah, it helps with me. Just seeing that going, I get confidence, offensive, defense. I get more active, I feel like. And just, you know, throwing it down like that really gets the crowd involved. It's a entertainment for everyone watching, and it just gets the entire arena going. And then just from there on, we just kept going with everything, and things started clicking more offensively for everyone and ended up being good.
How have you guys been able to get better and better with each game during this postseason run?
Yeah, you know, honestly, our first game we felt like was our worst game, and we just like, hey, this is what we did wrong in this game, let's try and fix it, not do it as wrong as many the next game. And then the next game, I just kept on stacking good plays after good plays, and we've had really good practices lately, and, you know, we're just taking it one play at a time. Hey, if we don't score on this time, it's okay. Get a stop on defense, make a tough shot, or make them take a tough shot, get the ball, and just execute on offense, and we'll be good.
Gerald Kingberg Jr. and Jack Brown, they are two tremendous players for Red Lake. How difficult was it guarding them and going up against them and watching them hit shots that there's nothing you can do about it?
Yeah, and, you know, we know they're extraordinary players. You know, they're going to make shots. We knew that coming into the game, and it's like, I mean, Kingberg, they both, even every single game this year, they make tough shots. You know, they cross half court, they're a threat. They can shoot it from anywhere, and we know that, hey, they're going to hit tough shots, but that's when our mental toughness comes in, and, you know, kind of our experience in high-pressure games, we know how to deal with certain situations. And them hitting those tough shots, we knew it wouldn't really rattle us that much, and we would just know, hey, kudos to them. They made a tough shot, now let's go get one ourselves.
What was going through your head there right after you guys cut down the nets and the students rushed the floor? What was that like?
I mean, that's just what you dream of. There's just no better feeling than that. We go to school with them every day. We see them every day. We talk about our dreams every day. And it's like for it to finally come true and experience with them, it's amazing.
And you're wearing your piece of the net around your area. How long is that going to be up there?
Quite a while, till I get home, till I shower and get all the sweat off me at least.
Well, and what is preparation going to be like for state, knowing that you can't be able to celebrate this? You can celebrate it, but you can't celebrate it too long because, you know, you have the most important games of the year coming up.
Yeah, you know, celebrate the victory and then get back to work on Monday, be ready to go, be mentally prepared, enjoy the trip down there. But as soon as we step on the floor for any reason, we got to lock in and know that, hey, we're here for a reason and let's go and compete.
Well, thank you very much for joining us, Caden. Congratulations on the section championship. We'll see you down at state.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Chris, back to you.